Good morning, Annie.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, well, thanks.
That's good to hear. Now, why is it that plus-size male models are not as common in society as female plus-size models?
Well, I think there are a number of issues around how masculinity has been presented by late capitalism, and the masculine body has been presented by late capitalism, which has seen a really large shift from earlier direct relationships between the big man and power. If you think about Henry VIII or sort of pre-industrial masculinity, was really, we were looking for very big kinds of men, whereas the late capitalist age has seen much smaller, much more controlled men in our public sphere, and that's had a lot to do with the changing nature of labour and the kind of representations of the male body that have sort of come along with that.
Media, as you were saying there, the public spirit, the media, it plays a very important role into how we view bodies and how they are represented to us.
Absolutely. And I think the fact that we're only now starting to see larger men is quite a surprise, because there's obviously a very untapped market there from a capitalist perspective. If over half Australian men are plus 85 kilos, there's an untapped market in terms of, you know, selling to the largest demographic of male consumers. So I think it's high time that we had more tall, big men in the public sphere.
Yeah, of course. I think a lot of people would agree that there needs to be a wider range of clothing for both men and women for different body shapes.
Absolutely.
Now, men do face countless stereotypes in how to look and act as a result of Hollywood and popular media. Do you see the advent of plus-size male models as a reaction to these stereotypes?
Look, I wouldn't go, I wish it was a reaction, but I think it's more the fact that producers are starting to realise that that there is an untapped market that can be harnessed now. And I certainly think there's a point to be made about cultural values and the kinds of things we want to be applauding in our men and the kinds of things that we want to be encouraging boys to aspire to. And so I think that the Hollywood model is not a healthy model or really a very valuable model in terms of the kind of social ideals and foci that the men that spend all their time exercising and looking good tend to purport to young people.
And I think as well, just what you're saying there, exercising and looking good, I think people don't realise how much effort actually goes into looking that good 24/7.
And there's a health message there as well, in that it's actually not that healthy. Is that there have been some cases. There was a model who was known for his weightlifting called Ziz. I'm not sure if you saw that story coming out a few years ago, who died in a sauna from a heart attack from over-exercising and consuming diuretics. I mean, the amount of exercise and dietary control that's required to achieve the very chiseled, very, very slender masculine bodies that we see both in Hollywood but also in modelling is actually not necessarily good for the body.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure that message gets through enough.
No, I don't think it does often. But larger physiques for women have a history of holding value per se for appropriateness for childbirth to those who prefer the hourglass figure, say. There is a lack of such value of men of larger stature. Why do you think this is?
Well, like I suggest, it's only more recent. So in our lifetimes, we won't have seen it. But in before the Industrial Revolution, a man of large stature was of great value and was seen as a direct representation of a man's power to be a big man. And with the changing nature of labour, so as labour became increasingly hands-off, and now a lot of what we call soft labour, so doing things on the computer, doing things with numbers, any kind of sort of non-physical work tends to be more highly paid. Mm. And as such, the smaller man has come into the public sphere, and fat or a larger body is seen as the feminised man, and the smaller man is seen as being the man with financial power.
I find that your point there about the job quite interesting, because I was chatting to a friend about this the other day. You know, even in some countries to this day, being a bit larger and bigger was a sign that you were rich and could afford to eat well enough. Absolutely. And even a couple of hundred years ago, it was you can afford to eat. Whereas in this day and age, we're all too busy trying to not eat.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I mean, obviously there's a message about control and the fact that a man who's in control is seen as being a desirable man. But I think what the man is in control of is what needs to be addressed here, is that we want men that are in control of social formations, in control of families, in control of workplaces, not necessarily in control of having an over-exercised body or the kind of micro blocks of time that need to be broken down in order to produce the physique that Hollywood wants.
So
I'm not challenging the fact that, you know, it's great to be in control of things. It's just what we want our men to be in control of is an issue.
And social media does play a big role in that. I think the hashtag drop the plus came about very recently. How is that challenging previously mentioned notions?
Well, it's been brought forward by the rise of the plus-size male model. And the idea is that the plus size is a detrimental way of talking about a larger man. So for those who don't know about the hashtag drop the plus, it's a social media campaign where men men's partners take photos of themselves with the hashtag drop the plus. And the idea is that plus size is diminutive. And why don't we call men brawny or strong or powerful? Saying that a man is plus sort of suggests that being larger is unhealthy when it isn't necessarily unhealthy. I mean, obviously it can be, but it can just be that some guys are bigger than others.
Yeah, I think that's a conversation in terms of female models. They're just that bit. They're in the next step now. We've moved past calling them plus models almost, and male models, we're just that step behind with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's something that we'll see a change in over the coming year or so.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that, Anna. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately, but it was great chatting with you.
Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.